Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey everyone, Peter Zion here, coming to you from the Mediterranean coast. It is the morning of May 20, and the news at the moment is that late last night, local time, a helicopter went down in Iranian Azerbaijan in the north of the country, and on board was Iranian President Raisi, and he perished. The Iranians don't use GPS like we do in the United States because they think that is an in for American intelligence. Of course, they don't use the Russian system either. So it took them many, many hours to find him, and it was bad weather, and it was cold, and it was foggy, and by the time they found the crash site, he was gone. For a country with Iran that is so, what's the best word to put this, dramatic, this is obviously not a great thing to happen, and it's obviously not a great time for anything to happen, because there's a lot of movement in a lot of places in the Middle East. We have the Israelis trying to box the Iranians in strategically by getting a peace deal with the United States and Israel. We have a number of other Arab states looking to follow their lead. We've got the Gaza war. We have the Ukraine war. We've got the Chinese starting to put out feelers in the Middle East to see if they can become a regional power there as well. A lot is going on. So, of course, everyone is talking about how he died, how he could have died, how he could have been assassinated. And I don't want to rule out any particular theory right now, but probably doesn't matter. Raisi is like any other Iranian president before him, getting more and more and more involved in violence in the region and more involved with violence at home. So it's not that nobody wants the guy dead. There's very few people out there who don't want the guy dead. But at the current moment, killing him doesn't really achieve anything because, first and foremost, the Iranian president is nowhere near the most powerful person in Iran. That would be Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader. In fact, we were going to have elections later this year, so if somebody in the regime wanted him gone, there's much simpler ways to do so. I also don't think that we're in a situation in the Middle East right now where violence is naturally just going to explode. The Iranians and the Israelis have actually figured out how to step back from mutual confrontation to a degree. I mean, I don't want to overplay this. It's still the Middle East. And so there was no immediate reason for the Israelis wanting him to be gone. And if Raisi is replaced by just another ultra-Orthodox hardliner, you know, it's like, what changes? You were talking about variations on the theme. There's always personal reasons. He's contributed to the death of a lot of people, and there are a lot of families out there who would like to see him gone. But again, there's nothing new here, and there's nothing that really moves the needle for me. Everybody has their own pet theory. I'm not going to bother lighting them up and knocking them down. I will just underline that Iran has been under sanctions as regarding its air force and its aviation, civilian and military, for 40 years at this point. So you're talking old vehicles being maintained by second, third, and fourth hand parts that can sneak through the sanctions. Airframes that were designed to be pulled from service in the mid to late 80s. And this is what he was flying on because this is all they have. And so the idea that this is simply a mechanical failure in bad weather remains the dominant, say, theory, but that's the likelihood here. As to what happens next, there is a caretaker vice president who will take over. He's a dude that no one has heard of before. He has no ambition and no talent, so he'll be sidelined. I mean, this isn't like the United States, where the vice president just steps in and serves the remainder of the term, and it's certainly not like Europe, where the parliament gets together and chooses a new prime minister. He wasn't that important. And he's going to be replaced by someone who is even less important. And then we will have elections to decide who will take this spot. At the moment, the only risk here is that the natural drama of the Persians boil up, or someone on the outside chooses this as the opportunity to attempt to destabilize a country that actually hasn't been destabilized. And then we would be reminded that Iran has a lot of paramilitary operations well beyond its borders. So I kind of find myself, as in the situation is when Iran launched their deliberately botched attack on Israel a few weeks ago. This is a chance, an opportunity, to calm things down. And normally in the Middle East, I would say no one would grab it, but we've had several incidences like that in the last few months. So maybe, just maybe, Grassi leaving this Earth will be an opportunity for a little bit more calm in a region that has unexpectedly become the calmest in the world. Take your good news where you can.